You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, we are hoping that the weather pattern will turn drier and warmer, but I suspect you don't have that kind of news for us.
I really don't. You know, it's very interesting, the pattern that we're in right now. It's not just a North America phenomenon, and it is something that extends all the way up into Canada. By the way, everybody is colder than normal right now, and Canada's got a lot of snow on the ground, and yes, I think we're going to have a bunch of snow on the ground, too, before the weekend is over. But it's also impacting Europe and even northeastern China. So the whole northern hemisphere has got a lot of cold air in it, and it's going to take a while to get it to warm up. The odds of us coming into that first week of April, when we're ready to put in that first bout of corn seed, being warm enough to do so is pretty low. Our soil temperatures are just not going to be back above 50. And unfortunately, the look at the forecast as we move forward here isn't going to necessarily offer us a lot of incentive for planting, because it's not going to look real warm even when we get to the last days of March and early days of April. In other words, what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, we can plant. Sometimes we plant when the soil temperatures are not quite where they need to be because we know it's going to warm up. But the forecast right now is not really leaning in that direction. We will see warmer weather, but it's just not necessarily going to push us over that threshold right away. So a little bit of delay in April is probable. And in the meantime, while it is so blasted cold across a big part of the country, we're getting these storm systems to come across. Even though the storms are not huge events, they're not drying up very well because it's too cool and the evaporation rates are low. So both the wet and the cool bias are probably going to be with us on into that first week of April easily.
So what are you looking at that would tell you that we're going to break this pattern and come into something more seasonal?
Well, a couple of things are going to take place here. First of all, there's three influences on this cold air right now. It's the negative phase of the Arctic Oscillator, which is strongly negative right now. There's a Madden-Julian oscillation event, which is occurring in the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean right now, that's also carrying support for the cold. And then the 18-year cycle is supporting a colder bias as well. Well, the 18-year cycle will be playing on for weeks yet to come. But the other two features will actually go away fairly soon, and we'll lose a lot of the intensity of the cold. But the 18-year cycle suggests we'll still be fighting a cooler bias periodically as we go deeply into April and early May. That doesn't mean we won't ever warm up, but we will have additional bouts of cooling take place during these periods of time. And so we will be constantly worried about our weak condition out there because the bouts of cold are going to come after it's warm for a while. And it does look like we'll be warm enough to get the corn crop going into the ground, but it will be a slow grower initially because of the ongoing cool bias.
Thank you, Drew.
Have a good day.
That's World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.